Tonight's topic is Asara B'Teves Shechalios B'Erev Shabbos, as is the case tonight and tomorrow. I think most of us, or all of us, are familiar with what Rabbi Sachs talks about every couple of years on Friday night, the Avod Raham and Rav Asher Weiss's Mahalach, which we'll mention briefly. But there are other topics related to Asara B'Teves Shechalios B'Shabbos aside from the Avod Raham. So let's try to go through some of them together. The Mechaber writes in Hilchos Tanios, Siman Tavkuf Nun Sif Gimel, Kol Dalit Somos Halalu Im Cholu Lios B'Shabbes Nidachan Lachar Shabbos. Any of the Arba Tanios, if they fall on Shabbos, we push it off till Sunday. Says the Ramah, V'im Cholu Be'er Shabbos Karim B'Shachas V'Mincha V'Yichal. However, if it falls on Erev Shabbos, so we treat that as a regular Tanis. And the only, according in our calendar, the only Tanis that's relevant to us is Asar B'Teves. So we lay in Vayichal, Shachris, and Mincha. There is a minority opinion of the Ogur that the Beis Yosef quotes, who says that there's no laying in Vayichal, Mincha, Erev Shabbos. So, but we don't pass on the way. And universal practice is we do lay in Vayichal. V'im yesh chuppah v'yom ha-Tanis b'Erev Shabbos nogin l'spal mincha v'likros v'yichal v'achakach osin ha-chuppah. And the old minhag of having chasanas on Erev Shabbos, if you want to have a chasana on Asar B'Teves on Erev Shabbos, then you would daven mincha first and have the chuppah afterwards. Mishnah Berurah asks of Katan Yud Aleph that in addition to Vayichal, we recite Aneinu. However, we don't say Tachanun, and our minhag is not to say Avinu Malkeinu and Mincha on Erev Shabbos. Okay, Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkat and Vav over here. I don't have this on the Marmar Kavah. So Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkat and Vav. Even though the Mishnah Berurah thinks that a Baal Nefesh should be machmir and refrain from other, let's say like this: the Mishnah Berurah in the beginning of Tav Kuf Nun Aleph in Hilchos 9 days and Shibush Shachalbo writes that it's appropriate to be machmir b'shar taniyos, the other of the dalet taniyos, to be machmir, not to do those things that are usher during the 9 days or at least Shavuot Shechalbo. So Mishnah Berurah here writes that even though a Baal Nefesh should be machmir like this position, not to be rochet on a tana sibur, and not to do other things that are usher during Shavuot Shechalbo, but if the Tana Sibur, namely Asar B'Teves, falls in Erev Shabbos, then there are no restrictions on anything that would interfere with Kavod Shabbos or getting ready for Shabbos. So there's no restriction on taking showers, even for Baal Nefesh or anything else, doing laundry, getting a haircut, that one would do in anticipation or preparation for Shabbos under normal circumstances. Okay. Now, when one has a Tanis on Erev Shabbos, when does that Tanis end? How long must one fast? So that's a sugya in Erevin, the very end of the third parak. So the Gemara there has, beginning on Mem Amid Beis, Amar Rabba, Ki Avinan Bei Rav Huna Ibaylan, Bar Bei Rav, the Yasa B'Tanis HaBemal HaShab. So if you have a Bar Bei Rav, a Talmid Chacham, a rabbinic student, who is observing a personal Tanis on Erev Shabbos, not talking about a Tanis Sibur, but the way the Gemara frames the Shaila initially, it's about a personal Tanis. Mahu Ashlume, what is the din about being mashlim the tanis about fasting up until and inclusive of the beginning of Shabbos? Now, notwithstanding the fact that there's an iser tanis on Shabbos, if one is mis'an on Erev Shabbos, can that tanis extend up to and into Shabbos? Lo aviyadeh, didn't know the answer. Also, the commentary of Yehuda, lo aviyadeh, didn't know either. Amarav, let's try to figure this out. The Tanya Tisha B'Av Shachalios B'Shabbes, V'chein Erev Tisha B'Av Shachalios B'Shabbes, Ocha V'Shosa Kol Tzarcho, that if Tisha B'Av or Erev Tisha B'Av falls on Shabbos, there's no restriction on what you can eat on Shabbos. U'malo Shachano Afilu Kesud Hashol V'Shaitik, it could have, as opposed to regular Erev Tisha B'Av, where there's an Isser Shnei Tavshilin during the Sudim Avsekes, Erev Tisha B'Av Shachalios B'Shabbes, or Tisha B'Av Nidcha, where Tisha B'Av is on Shabbos, there are no restrictions on the quantity or quality of food that you can consume. Chalia is Tisha B'Av be'er Shabbos. However, if Tisha B'Av falls in Erev Shabbos, which we don't have in our set calendar, Mivin lo kibetza v'ochel, kidei shelo yikanes l'Shabbos kishumuna. So if Tisha B'Av falls in Erev Shabbos, we give him a kibetza to eat so that he doesn't enter into Shabbos in an afflicted state. Tanya, I'm Rav Yehuda. Pam acha seinu yoshim v'nei Rabbi Kiva. V'tishav v'shachal yasper Shabbos hava v'avilo beisav v'golgelas v'gama v'lamelach. So on Tisha B'Av, they brought him a hard-boiled egg to eat, and he ate it whole. V'lo sheyataivla, not that he had a particular desire to eat a hard-boiled egg. Elaharos is hamid halacha to show the din that you do not complete a fast on Erev Shabbos, even if it's Tisha B'Av, because you can't go into Shabbos hungry. Rabbi Yossi Omer Misana Mashlim. Yossi says, no, you fast, and you are Mashlim, you complete the fast. And then the Gemara concludes, at the very end of the Gemara, the last line of the Perek, Omer Ula Halacha Kerb Yossi, Darash Mar Zutra Mishveder Rav Huna Halacha Misanin Mashlim, and we fast, and we are Mashlim. As opposed to the story the Gemara brought of Rabbi Huda, B'shem Rabbi Akiva, the Rabbi Akiva would eat on Tainos and Erev Shabbos, even Tisha B'Av, well, Lalach, we pass on like Rabbi Yossi, Mis'anin u'mashlim. What does that mean, Mis'anin u'mashlim? Machlokas Rishonim, does that mean you're allowed to finish the fast? Or does that mean you're mechuyev to finish the fast? Doesn't mean you're allowed to finish the fast, but if you want to break the fast before Shabbos begins, you may as well. Or does it mean you are mechuyev to finish the fast, even though it's going to take you into Shabbos? The Tosis writes, Mem Aleph on the days, Dibur Maskil the Hilchasa, Perush, Misanu Mashim, Perush, Im Yirtza Lahashlim. If he wants to finish the fast, he may. Deshari Lahashlim, he's allowed to. The Baihu Ishari Lahashlim Ilo. That was the Shaila in the Gemara. Are you allowed to finish the fast? Or do we say you're not allowed to enter Shabbos in an afflicted state, and therefore you must break the fast? And the conclusion of the Gemara, we pass like Rabbi Yossi, you're allowed to finish the fast, but you're not mechuyev to. And then in the brackets in that Tosfos, they quote from the Tosfos Shantz, that he disagreed. Nearly, midagam Rabbi Yossi, iata modeli b'tishra b'av shechayas b'ech b'shabes shumaskul b'bal yom. So in the Shacharit of the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi says, don't you agree if Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday that you start the fast when it's still Shabbos? And that's parallel to an Erev Shabbos fast where you would finish the fast into Shabbos. V'asa bal karcha d'chayiv kamar, d'mi d'hachi. Erev Shabbos d'chayiv l'hashem kamar. And there we mean you're mechuyev to start the fast on Shabbos, at the end of Shabbos into Sunday. So too, you're mechuyev to finish your Friday fast, even though that takes you into Shabbos. That's the machlokas between Tosfos and the Tosfos Shantz. Does Misana Mashlim mean you must be Mashlim, or you're allowed to be Mashlim? Says the Rashba, that Gemara there, Ervin Mem Aleph Amud Beis. So the famous Ria Zaken, so the Gemara has a Maisa of Rabbi Akiva on Tisha B'Av Shechal Yos Be'er Shabbos. We never have Tisha B'Av Be'er Shabbos, but we do have a Sar B'Tavis Be'er Shabbos. So the Ria Zaken once took a hard-boiled egg on a Sar B'Tavis Shechal Yos Be'er Shabbos, the gum of Bibo Yom, and he devoured it when it was still daytime, below Ratzel Hashlim, and he didn't want to finish the Tanis. The Shema Yasavur, the Misana Umashlim im Yirtza Kamar. So he held, like the first day in the Bali Tosos, that you're allowed to be Mashlim, Velo Shayachai Bekach, but you're not Mechuyah to be Mashlim. And then he quotes from the Ravid, a middle position. The Ravid's Al Kosov, Delo amru mashlim ela she'eno ochel kodem shkiyas hachama. When the Gemara says that you're mashlim the tainus, it means that you're not allowed to eat before shkiyah. Aval vaday mishetishka hachama mitosefes Shabbos Hu. But once the sun sets, that's Tosefes Shabbos. Ukvar Kidesh Hayom, Shabbos began. Imratz Alechol Ochel, if you want to eat, you're allowed to eat. But let's say you make Shabbos early tomorrow, and you get home from Shul at Shkia. So the rabbi would say, you're allowed to eat. Shekeva Shenichnas Etchum Shabbos, Shuveni Rashi LaHatsanos. Once you enter into the domain of Shabbos, you're not allowed to fast anymore. And then the Rashba goes in the Ravid, Vilakach Nogu Am, Bitanis Esther, Kishuba Be'eru Shabbos, Sha'ochli Miyad, Im Yitzi Asam, Yibetha Knesses, the Alpha Pishaloch HaShecha. Therefore, the minig was when Tanis Esther fell on Eru Shabbos, that's correct, when Tanis Esther fell on Eru Shabbos, they would break the fast after Mariv, even if it wasn't yet dark. And that's the position of the Ravid. So the Ravid, and this is quoted in the Ritva and in the Meiri as well, the Ravid seemed to be of the opinion and reflecting a minog that if Tanis Esther, if Purim is on Sunday, Tanis Esther should be on Shabbos. So our practice is we bump Tanis Esther up to Thursday. But apparently the practice in some communities, as reflected in the Ravid, was that they would have Tanis Esther on Friday. We find this in the Orchos Chaim, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Tanis, Os, Yud, Dalid. Milvad Eila Dalid Somos, Nogu Yisoles Anos, B'yud Gimel Ba'adar, Zech L'Tanis Esther. V'Tanis Zanikra, Tanis Esther. V'mchal B'Shabbos, Magdim, Enumis Anin, B'Shishi. So Yerkes Chaim says that the correct practice is that you have Tanis Esther on Friday. But Yesh Omer that you would have Tanis Esther on Thursday, so as not to lechachila create a Tanis on Erev Shabbos. Once you're already moving it up, then you might as well move it up to Thursday, as opposed to Asar B'Teves, where there's no Breira, because it has to be an Asar B'Teves. And our practice is like what the Mordechai writes in Megillah Simen Tuf Shin Ayin Vav, that we move Tanis Esther up to Thursday, so as not to interfere with Kavod Shabbos. M'nei Shein Truden. Litrach b'kavod Shabbos, and therefore we move it up to Thursday. So that is interesting. You get the impression from these Rishonim there might have been times in history where different communities observed Tanis Esther on different days when Purim fell on Sunday and Tanis Esther would have fallen on Shabbos. Be that as it may, so we have for 3 days in Rishonim. What do you do when you have a Tanis and Erev Shabbos? According to the first day in the Bali Tosfos, Mashle means that you are allowed to finish the Tanis, but if you want to break the Tanis early, that is your prerogative. Position of Tosfos Shans, and the Ritva favors this as well, is that no, you are Mukhuyev to be Mashle in the Tanis, and you're not allowed to break the fast until Tzeis HaKochavim. And the Ravid is the middle position that you are allowed to break the fast once it's Shkia, because that is already considered bitchum Shabbos. And it's conceivable that according to the Ravid, if you made Shabbos early, so that also may be considered Tosef Shabbos. That according to the Ravid, you could break your fast already at that point. How do we paskin in Shulchan Aruch? So the Mechaber writes in Hilchos Shabbos Simen Reish Mem Tes, Im Kibul Alavlis Anos Bar Shabbos, if a person accepts a voluntary personal Tanis for a Friday, Tzarech Lis Anos Ad Tzeis HaKochavim, so he has to fast until Tzeis HaKochavim, like the Tosef Shans, like the Ritva. Imlo Shapiresh Bishas Kabbalah Satanis Unless he makes a tanai, if you make a tanai, you can make any stipulation after the length of your tanis. But absent a contrary stipulation, the default is that you need to fast until Seisach HaChavim, even for a personal tanis. And the Ramah, based on Shuvas Maril, says, V'yesh Omrim, Delo Yashlim, that if you have a personal tanis on Erev Shabbos, you shouldn't be Mashlim, Ela Miyad, whenever you leave Shul, even if you make Shabbos early, once Marv is over, you can break your fast. Lachain, betanis yachid lo yashlim. When it comes to personal tanos or Ramah paskins, you should break it early. The tov lefarish kei b'shaskabal's tanos, so it's better to stipulate that. Betanis sibur yashlim. However, when it comes to tanis sibur, then you have to be mashlim. You have to wait till it says. And the Mechaber concludes, Tanis Chalom is a different category. Tanis Chalom you're allowed to have even on Shabbos, so that you have to be Misane, Tanis Chalom, I'd say Sako Chab. Says the Mishnah Brewer there, Sivkat Nikov Aleph, Hayesh Omrim Sphir Lehu, the Bain Betanis Yachid, Bain Betanis Sibor, Kigon Asar Betavish, Shachayas Be'er Shabbos. Lo yisana rak ashiyeti beitzak knesses. The us kar kiblu Shabbos b'tfila shemis palim plaga mincha ve'elos. Even if you make Shabbos early, when it's still light outside, once you make Kabbalah Shabbos, according to that yesh omrim, you can break the fast. U'mikri al zeh ayideza. Shalom ha-satanis ma shemis ana ad achar Kabbalah Shabbos. U'machri ha-ramah de'betanis yachid da'ayinu she'yachid gazer la'atma tanis l'smach la'yesh omrim de'lo yashlim. So if it's a personal, private tanis, so then you can rely on the Yesh Omrim that you can break the fast before it says. But if it's a tanis sibur, so that we're not going to give you that license to break the fast early. And then there's also discussion in Hilchos tanis, Tav Kuf Samach Beis, Sif Beis, relevant to tanis of a person at the tanis of Seris Bei Tshuva. So what's the din over there? I got the Shiloh once, I think a couple of years ago, someone came over Friday night in Shul on an early Shabbos who was fasting during a Seris Yimei Tshuva, and that was the issue, whether they could break the fast before nightfall for a Seris Yimei Tshuva tanis. So if you make it tonight, definitely yes. If you didn't make it tonight, that's the question where that falls in, as far as the Ramah's split between a tanis sibur and a personal tanis. But it would seem, and I saw Rabbi Tzinner, it has a tshuva like this in the Nitta Gavriel on Chanukah Simen Yudalid, that in a real Shas HaTzach situation, if a person needs to break the fast, so Yesh Al Milismach, since half of the Rishonim, maybe more than half of the Rishonim, assume that even in a tanis Hebrew, you'd be allowed to break the fast once you makabel Shabbos before Tzeis. So presumably in a Shas HaTzach situation, Yesh Al Malismach to break the fast earlier. But in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin as a lechachila matter that we're machmir to insist on fasting until Tzeis. Now, you could daven Marv early and get home and start singing Shalom Aleichem and Eish Yischayil and time it so that you get up to Kiddush exactly at Tzeis. And you say Kriya Shema then and make Kiddush. But the way we assume in Shulchan Aruch La'alacha is that you should not break the fast prior to Tzeis. Okay. So as we alluded to earlier, there's the...
Rabbi Zilberman, is there an Indian... Can I interrupt you for 1 second?
Sure.
Is there an Indian to take on an earlier Tzeis? And not be machmer, so it's still tzeis, but it's just like why, you know, every extra minute is not necessary.
So as far as the tanis goes, well, there are two issues here. As far as Hilchos tanis goes, so whatever it says you would hold for regular tanis, you would hold here as well. But there's a separate issue, which is that you're not allowed to start a suda within a half hour of tzeis. Until you say Kriya Shema. So if you presume a later tzeis for Kriya Shema than you would for breaking a tanis, then it wouldn't necessarily help you because you'd have to wait to say Kriya Shema anyway. It's a practical matter, it may not it may not really make it
any better. Okay.
I believe that most people would hold the same seis for breaking a tannis as they would for Kriya Shema. I mean, you may hold a later seis for seis Shabbos, but the seis that you hold for Kriya Shema and the seis that you hold for the end of a tannis should probably be the same. Okay, so the Beis Yosef, Simon Tavkuf Nun, quotes from the Avud Raham. Rabbeinu David Avud Raham Kosa B'Hilchos Tainis, Shasar B'Tevis, Hu Mishuna Mishar Taniyos, Shema Yachal B'Shabbos, Lo Yucholim L'Koso, Liyom Acher. That Asar B'Tevis is unique in that if Asar B'Tevis were to fall on Shabbos, then you would not be able to push it off to a different day. Where did he get it from? Okay. So what's the pasuk that he refers to? Yecheskel Perikov Dalid. Yecheskel is in Bavel, having been exiled previously, and Yerushalayim is besieged and Asar B'Teves. Vahidvar Hashem Elai Bashana Chiyis Bachodesh Asiri Basur Lachodesh Leimor Ben Adam Kesav Lecha Es Shem Hayom Es Etzem Hayom Azeh Samach Melech Bavel El Yerushalayim Be'etzem Yom Azeh. So Yecheskel receives a nevua on Asar B'Teves, and on that very day, Nebuchadnezzar is laying siege to Yerushalayim. So the Navi uses the term Be'etzem Yom Azeh, and that's what the Avud Raham cites as the source for a unique status of Asar B'Teves, that if it were to fall on Shabbos, which doesn't happen in our calendar, then you would have to fast. Why should that be so? Drashas Chasson Sofer, printed in the back of the Torah Moshe and Sefer Vayikra, Drasha for Zayin Adar, suggests as follows. V'nir Levar, V'nei Atam, Shekavu Tainis Al Matzor Ahi. Why do they establish a Tainis for the siege of Yerushalayim? Hello, Haisu Yerushalayim, Kama Pamer B'Matzor B'mei Par Necho V'chadome. It's not the first time in history that Yerushalayim was besieged. Rakatam Hu, Demasha Haisa Ir B'tir Des HaMatzor Shtei Shana Memechsa, Demachmav Shav Osa Yom, Shesamach Belach Bevel Lamata Al Yerushalayim, Kvoken Yashvu Bezin Shalmala. Then on that day, when Nebuchadnezzar laid siege to Yerushalayim Shalmata, there was a Yeshivas Bezin Shalmala, Elum Aymin of Elum Asmi'ilim, Achagavim Asmi'ilim and Echer Abayit. So there was a debate between the Malachim, what should happen. There was a debate in the Bezin Shalmala. There was a decision made as to what would happen. Vinei. Ein l'chashanash ein kalalasa merubah mechaverta, that every year things get worse. V'chaldur shalo nivda beis amikdash b'yamav kilu nechra b'yamav. Nimsa shebechal shana v'shana nischadesh korban chadash. It's as if there's a new korban every year. V'zeo b'chal pam kishemagia osa yom shel Asar B'Teves. So there is something, just like Tisha B'Av b'chil adaros, Asar B'Teves, there was a decision in the Bezin Shalmala that there would be a korban. And that decision, in a sense, is renewed on an annual basis. And every year, there's this reconvening of the Bezin Shalmala to be gozer, the continuation of the Chorban. So says the Chasson Sofer, if you have a tannis for something that happened in the past, you have a tannis for a yard site, so that you're not knowing on Shabbos. But a tannis chalom, you're allowed to have on Shabbos because that's something that is matred you right now. You're not at ease, you're not at peace because of this chalom that you just had now. And even though in general you can't fast because that's a violation of Onek Shabbos, but your Onek Shabbos is going to be impaired if you don't fast when you have a chalom. So the same thing is true by Asar B'Teves, because Asar B'Teves, because there's this yeshivas Bezin Shalmata about the ongoing korban, so that's something that's going to be matred you right in the here and now, and for that reason you're allowed to fast, and that's why the tanis is docha Shabbos. That's the, in theory, Asar B'Teves would be Docha Shabbos. That is the suggestion of the Chasson Sofer in a drasha. There's a brief piece in the Reb Chaim Stencils on Rosh Hashanah Yud Ches Amid Beis And Minchas Yitzchak, Minchas Chinuch Simin Mitzvah Shin Aleph has a similar idea. The reason that there's a difference between Asar B'Teves and other Taniyos is because, in principle, the other Taniyos, as the Navi Zechariah says, some Harvit, some Chamishi, some Ashvi, some Asiri. So, in principle, those Taniyos could be observed on any day during the month. And therefore, if it falls on Shabbos, it could be docha to Sunday because it's not really miyucha to that day per se. As opposed to a Asar B'Teves, because of Etzem Yom Hazeh, the Etzem Yom Hazeh tells us it has to be dafka on this calendrical day. Or Sameach has a different suggestion. Perek Hei Lachavav, the Rambam Hilchos Tanis. Or Sameach quotes a Mabit in Kiryas Sefer, towards the end of Hilchos Shabbos Perek of Tes. The Mabit explains that the Isser Tanis on Shabbos is only if you are Miss Anef for the entire 24-25 hour period of Shabbos. So if you fast the entirety of Shabbos, that's a violation of the Isser Tanis. And that's an Isser Min HaTorah. However, if you just fast in the daytime or part of Shabbos, so there's no Isser Torah involved, and that's why you're allowed to have a Tanis Chalom. So when it comes to Tisha B'Av, you couldn't conceive of Tisha B'Av being observed on Shabbos, because that's a 25-hour tanis, and that would be a violation of an Issa Deraisa, so you can't have such a tanis on Shabbos. But when it comes to Asar B'Teves, so then we're not talking about an Issa Deraisa anyway, since it would only be a daytime tanis. And since you have Be'etzem Yom Hazeh, so that would allow you to, even if there's an Issa Tanis Derabanan, but the Be'etzem Yom Hazeh would trump that Issa Tanis Derabanan. And Rav Asher Weiss has the following suggestion that Rabbi Sachs has quoted many times over the years, that maybe the Vudraham never even meant to say that you would fast on Shabbos. What he meant is that there wouldn't be a fast at all. He said the Lashon of the Avudraham inside is Afilu Hayachal B'Shabbos, Lo hayu yicholim lidchoso liyom acher. That if a Asar B'Teves fell on Shabbos, you wouldn't be able to push it off to another day. So maybe, says Rav Asher, his kavana is not that you would fast on Shabbos, but you wouldn't be doche. You wouldn't be doche, and you wouldn't fast at all. It only makes sense to fast on that calendrical day because of Etzem Yom Hazeh. But you can't fast because of Shabbos. And therefore, that year, there would be no Asar B'Teves. And he suggests maybe that is the Kavana of the Avudraham. Two final interesting marmakomos on Asar B'Teves, not related to Erev Shabbos per se. There's a drasha in the drashas of Dayan Fisher, drashas based Yishai Chelek Aleph Simon Lamed, in which he suggests, totally on his own without any source, Lule de Mistafina, that he says there's a connection between the Cheta Egel and the Cheta Meraglim and the Cheta of Mechiras Yosef. And we know that the Cheta Egel is commemorated on Shavas HaBetamis. The Cheta Meraglim is commemorated on Tisha B'Av. So he suggests that maybe Mechiras Yosef happened on Asar B'Teves without any raya. But he thinks it makes sense that there should be a Tanis that is Keneged Mechiras Yosef. Okay, and to just conclude, the Chasson Sofer, we quoted one of his drashas on Zayin Adar earlier. The Chasson Sofer in a different drasha has the following analysis. He writes, the pasuk in Zechariah, Tzom Revit, Tzom Chamishi, Tzom Shvit, Tzom Asiri, Yulsasu L'Simcha, that the Tzom itself is going to be Sasan L'Simcha. Why? Because when the Kodesh Baruch Hu sees that Klal Yisrael on an annual and continual basis is Oseg B'Bechi B'Tfila B'Tachanunim on these four Taniyos to commemorate the Tzaros that happened centuries earlier. So the fact that Klal Yisrael is invested in continuing to observe these Taniyos is a siman muvak that there is this continued ava that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for Klal Yisrael, and that hasn't been diminished over the centuries. And that the fact that we observe these Taniyos should be the impetus for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring the Geula Bekarov, so that these Taniyos, which symbolize the continuous relationship between Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, should then turn into Sasan Simcha. So may the words of the Chasan Sofer be Mekuyim Bekarov, that these Taniyos should turn into Sasan Simcha for Klal Yisrael.
Thank you. Have a good Shabbos.
Thank you.